Blackstone Audio presents Dance of the Thunder Dogs by Kirk Mitchell. Chapter 1. This is a story I heard from my father and he from his father. It happened long ago, but they told me it's true. Half the year, Kingfisher made his home in a hole in the clay bank above Lake Lotanka. Like all kingfishers, he had a sharp bill, a swept-back crest, and a stubby tail that wouldn't weigh him down when he swam. Kingfisher flew south in the winter, but came back to Lotanka in spring, when the creeks ran swift and clear out of the Wichita Mountains, when the lake rose high behind its dam and fish dotted its surface. But one year, the lake didn't rise. Instead of building behind the dam, the waters gushed down Medicine Creek and went on their way to the ocean. Muskrat, salamander, and crawfish, who also depended on the lake to fill each summer, went to Kingfisher. Muskrat said, "Something's wrong with the dam, the waters won't rise, and how will we make our living if they don't?" Kingfisher told them he was worried about the same thing. Salamander suggested, "Nobody knows more about dams than Beaver. You should fly to him, Kingfisher, and ask him what's wrong." So Kingfisher flew over the mountains to where Beaver had built a dam of willow sticks along Sugar Creek just below the springs there. He told Beaver about the problem. Beaver scratched his long whiskers and said, "I know nothing about the dams human beings build, Kingfisher. Mine are made of sticks. Theirs are made of earth and stone."